You've reached Thomas in the Bible. Please leave your boring Bible passage at the tone. Yeah, I don't know. I just try to think of something random every time. I'm disappointed because I didn't get as drunk as I thought I would off the drink from a few episodes ago that you may or may not remember. And I didn't pour myself another drink, so I guess this level of drunk is what we're stuck with. Is what with which we are stuck. And we're on 2 Chronicles 9, and we're going to read through 2 Chronicles 13. And no further than that. That's a callback. All right, yeah, as usual, like the Facebook, please. Facebook.com/TandTheB. TandTheB. TandTheB, I guess I could call it. TandTheB. And same goes for the Twitter. That's at TandTheB. TandTheB. So yeah, do all that, please. Por favor. Thank you. Check out, man, I haven't plugged the last few episodes. Be sure to check out, my freaking cat ruined my shorts. What an asshole. These were some good shorts. Athletic shorts. You know when a cat just pulls like one little string and just like messes up the whole thing? Well, that's what my cat did. Be sure to check out my other podcast, F This Podcast. Very funny. I think a number of you have checked it out because it has grown in listenership, which is always fun. We were off last week, but should be good to go for tomorrow. No, I should not give out time-sensitive information. Disregard all that because this will probably broadcast late. I'll just guess what happens in the future. We met some gorgeous women with double D boobs and very... very fit models, and we married them, except not really, because what's the point when you can get the kind of girls that F This Podcast can? I mean, please, we can't be tied down. And so we're living with our models, with our swimsuit models. And yeah, and let's see what else is happening. This is only going to be like 2 weeks from now, so this is kind of a bold prediction. And we recorded a sode or two. That's my other bold prediction, so. Anyway, enough of all this. I don't know who the hell is even caring at this point. 2 Chronicles 9. Chronicles of Narnia. And when the Queen of Sheba heard the fame of Solomon, of the Queen of Sheba, cool. She came to prove Solomon with hard questions at Jerusalem with a very great company and camels that bear spices. And gold in abundance and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions. And there was nothing hid from Solomon which she told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen the wisdom of Solomon and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table and the sitting of his servants and the attendance of his ministers and their apparel, his cupbearers also, and their apparel, and his ascent by which he went up to into the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, "It was true report, which I heard in mine own land of thine acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit I believed not their words until I came, and mine eyes had seen it. And behold, the one half of the greatness of thy wisdom was not told me, for thou exceedest the fame that I heard." Oh yeah, cool. Solomon's so great. "Happy are thy men, and happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee and hear thy wisdom." At that point, one of the servants was like, "Hey, I'm not really all that happy." "Shut up! I kind of asked for a small raise." It was, "Shut up!" And I was never given to. "Furthermore, the break room coffee machine has been broken." Can you get that guy? Send him to the lion pit that I'm sure everybody at this time had. Must have been great times, everyone at that time. Back in the day, was like, isn't it so great that we're in biblical times and we can have like a lion pit just for fun? Well, probably for more than fun. I'm sure they actually used it. But still, all of them must have been thinking like, yeah, I'm really glad it's biblical times. We don't have to shave and we get a lion pit. "Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee to set thee on his throne, to be king for the Lord thy God, because thy God loved Israel. to establish them forever. Therefore, he made the king over them to do judgment and justice. And she gave the king 120 talents of gold and of spices great abundance and precious stones. Neither was there any such spice as the queen of Sheba gave Solomon. And the servants also of Huram and the servants of Solomon, which brought gold from Ophir, brought algum trees and precious stones. And the king made of the algum trees terraces to the house of the Lord and to the king's palace. So God finally has a terrace. Good. You know what? God's needed a terrace because, frankly, he hasn't been able to go, you know, look over everybody. He's been confined to this house. It's so ridiculous that they built God a house. It's the dumbest thing. Psalteries for singers, and there were none such seen before in the land of Judah. Yeah, they're all great. And King Solomon gave to the queen of Sheba all her desire, whatsoever she asked, besides that which she brought unto the king. So she turned and went away to her own land, she and her servants. Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold, beside that which the chapmen and merchants brought, and all the kings of Arabia and governors of the country brought gold and silver to Solomon. And King Solomon made 200 targets of beaten gold. 600 shekels of beaten gold went to one target. And 300 shields. Oh, he's just making gold armor. I don't think gold is all that practical for armor and weapons. 300 shekels of gold went to one shield, and the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory and overlaid it with pure gold. And there were 6 steps to the throne, with a footstool of gold, which were fastened to the throne, and stays on each side of the sitting place, and 2 lions standing by the stays. And 12 lions stood there on the one side, and the other upon the 6 steps. There was not the like made in any kingdom. And all the drinking vessels of King Solomon were of gold. Oh, this is Solomon. Yeah, I see. You know, Solomon's got a lot of gold. And all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. None were of silver. Yeah. Screw that S. Silver. Pfft. I'm going to drink out of silver. You drink out of disgusting metallic gold. It was not anything accounted of in the days of Solomon. For the king's ships went to Tarshish with the servants of Harum. Every 3 years once came the ships of Tarshish, bringing gold and silver and ivory and apes and peacocks. And King Solomon passed all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. And all the kings of the earth sought the presence of Solomon to hear his wisdom that God had put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, vessels of silver and vessels of gold and raiment and harness and spices, horses and mules, and a rate year by year. And Solomon had 4,000 stalls for horses and chariots and 12,000 horsemen, whom he bestowed in the chariot cities and with the king at Jerusalem. And he reigned over all the kings from the river even unto the land of the Philistines, and to the border of Egypt. And the king made silver in Jerusalem as stones, and cedar trees made he as sycamore trees. Yeah, that's like the Dumb and Dumber joke. Beer flows like wine. The sycamore trees flow like... No, the cedar trees flow like sycamore trees. Yeah. That are the low and plains in about it. And they brought unto Solomon, horses out of Egypt and out of all lands. Now, the rest of the acts of Solomon, first and last, are they not written in the book of Nathan the prophet? Oh, great. Prophecy of Ahijah the Shilonite. Yeah, I know, they probably are. And I've already heard them before, so I get to hear them like 3 more times. And Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel 40 years. And Solomon slept with his fathers and was buried in the city of David, his father. And Rehoboam, his son, reigned in his stead. Oh, that's the end of that chapter. Yeah. Oh. My usual disclaimer for these sodes, the Bible sucks. I have not been preparing. I'm just reading these because this reading is already repeating itself and it's just horrible. So I'm just kind of reading through it, stream of consciousness. Hopefully I can make it entertaining or at least get the hell through it. And that's that disclaimer. End disclaimer. Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 10. And Rehoboam went to Shechem, for to Shechem were all Israel come to make him king. And it came to pass, when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who was in Egypt, whither he fled from the presence of Solomon the king, heard it, that Jeroboam returned out of Egypt. And they sent and called him. So Jeroboam and all Israel came and spake to Rehoboam, saying, Thy father made our yoke grievous. Now therefore ease... Oh, I remember this. He doubles down, right? I think he doubles down. Let's just see if that's what happens, because we're getting to the point where I actually kind of remember stuff. Thy father made our yoke grievous. Now therefore ease thou somewhat the grievous servitude of thy father and his heavy yoke that he put upon us, and we will serve thee. I think first he asks his counsel or something. Let's see if I remember this right. And he said unto them, Come again unto me after 3 days. And the people departed. And King Rehoboam took counsel with the old men that had stood before Solomon his father while he yet lived, saying, What counsel give ye me to return answer to this people? And they spake to him, saying, If thou be kind to this people and please them and speak good words to them, they will be thy servants forever. But he forsook the counsel which the old men gave him, and took the counsel with the young men that were brought up with him that stood before him. And he said unto them, What advice give ye that we may return answer to this people which have spoken to me, saying, Ease somewhat the yoke that thy father did put on us. And the young men that were brought up with him spake unto him, saying, Thus shalt thou answer the people that speak unto thee, saying, Thy father made our yoke heavy, but make thou somewhat lighter for us. Thus shalt thou say unto them, My little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. For whereas my father put a heavy yoke upon you, I will put more to your yoke. I'm going to go crack as many eggs and get as much yoke as I can. Just dump it on you. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam on the third day, as the king bade, saying, Come again to me on the third day. And the king answered them roughly, and King Rehoboam forsook the counsel of the old men. He said, Get out of here, old men. And he answered them after the advice of the young men, saying, My father made your yoke heavy, but I will add thereto. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. Well, it's not as though his father was that great either. I mean, Solomon chastised him with whips. It's not like it's that much better. So the king hearkened not unto the people, for the cause was of God, that the Lord might perform his word, which he spake by the hand of Ahijah the Shilonite, to Jeroboam the son of Nebat. I don't know what any of that means. And when Israel saw that the king would not hearken unto them, the people answered the king, saying, What portion have we in David? And we have none inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to your tents, O Israel. And now, David, see to thine own house. So all Israel went to their tents. Oh, is this where they all break up? I thought that happened a long time ago, but I guess not. But as for the children of Israel that dwelt in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. Then King Rehoboam sent Hadoram, that was over the tribute, and the children of Israel stoned him with stones, that he died. But King Rehoboam made speed to get him up to his chariot to flee Jerusalem, and Israel rebelled against the house of David unto this day. Unto this day. Shouldn't make so many bold predictions about what people will be doing unto this day. All right, this is chapter 11. And when Rehoboam was come to Jerusalem, he gathered of the house of Judah and Benjamin 180,000 chosen men, which were warriors, to fight against Israel, that he might bring the kingdom again to Rehoboam. But the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, the man of God, saying, Speak unto Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, king of Judah, and to all Israel and Judah and Benjamin, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Ye shall not go up, nor fight against your brethren. Return every man to his house, for this thing is done of me. And they obeyed the words of the Lord, and returned from going against Jeroboam. And Rehoboam dwelt in Jerusalem, and built cities in defense of Judah. He built even Bethlehem, and Edom, and Tekoa, and Bethzur, and Shoko, and Adullam, and Gath, and Marsha, and Ziph, and Adoram, and Lachish, and lots of places. Let's see. And he fortified the strongholds, and put captains in them, and store of victual, and of oil and wine. And in every city he put shields and spears, and made them exceeding strong, having Judah and Benjamin on his side. And the priests and the Levites that were all in Israel resorted to him out of all their coasts. For the Levites left their suburbs and their possession, and came to Judah and Jerusalem, for Jeroboam and his sons had cast them off from executing the priest's office unto the Lord. And he ordained him priests for the high places, and for the devils, and for the calves which he had made. And after them, out of all the tribes of Israel, such as set their hearts to seek the Lord God of Israel, came to Jerusalem, to sacrifice unto the Lord God of their fathers. So they strengthened the kingdom of Judah, and made Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, strong 3 years. For 3 years they walked in the way of David and Solomon. And Rehoboam took him Mahalath, daughter of Jeremoth, son of David, to wife, and Abihail, daughter of Eliab, the son of Jesse, which bare him children, Jeush, and Shemariah, and Zaham. And after her he took... Take as many wives as you want, man. Just help yourself to some wives. Daughter of Absalom, which bare him Abijah, and Attai, and Ziza, and Shalomith. And Rehoboam loved Machah, the daughter of Absalom, above all of his wives and concubines, for he took 18 wives and 80 concubines. How do you decide on that ratio, by the way? 18 wives, but 60 concubines. Why do you need the 18? How about just one wife and 78 concubines? Is it just me, or... I mean, I guess he needs more sons, and technically you get to just marry someone and then all your children with that person are legitimate, regardless of how many wives you have. 18 wives, 80 concubines. I would probably just go one wife and however many concubines. I'm not going to put a limit on concubines, you know. Or no wives. No, you need the children. I guess 18's a lot, because I'm sure he got males out of like the first, second, third, you know, I'm sure he got some sons. Anyway, perhaps I've said too much. And begat 28 sons and 80 daughters. And Rehoboam made Abijah the son of Maacah the chief to be ruler among his brethren, for he thought to make him king. And he dealt wisely and dispersed of all his children throughout the countries of Judah and Benjamin unto every fenced city. And he gave them victual in abundance, and he desired many wives. Yeah, apparently. Okay, chapter 12. This book sucks. It came to pass, when Rehoboam had established the kingdom and had strengthened himself, he forsook the law of the Lord. What do you know? And all Israel with him. And it came to pass that in the fifth year of the king... I guess if I had 97,000 concubines, I'd just... Yeah, whatever, law of God, who cares, whatever. The fifth year of King Rehoboam, Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem because they had transgressed against the Lord, with 1,200 chariots and 80,000 horsemen, and the people were without number that came with him out of Egypt, the Lubims and the Sukkims and the Ethiopians. And he took the fenced cities which pertained to Judah and came to Jerusalem. Then came Shemaiah the prophet to Rehoboam and to the princes of Judah that were gathered together to Jerusalem because of Shishak. And he said unto them, Thus saith the Lord, ye have forsaken me, and therefore I have also left you in the hand of Shishak. Whereupon the princes of Israel and the king humbled themselves, and they said, The Lord is righteous. And when the Lord saw that they humbled themselves, the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, saying, They have humbled themselves, therefore I will not destroy them, but I will grant them some deliverance, and my wrath shall not be poured out upon Jerusalem by the hand of Shishak. Nevertheless, they shall be his servants, that they may know my service and the service of the kingdoms of the countries. So Shishak, the king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem and took away the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house. He took all and carried away also the shields of gold which Solomon had made, instead of which King Rehoboam made shields of brass and committed them to the hands of the chief of the guard that kept the entrance of the king's house. I'll be honest, I tuned out the last paragraph. I don't know what's happening, but who cares? Doesn't matter. We're just getting through it. Instead of which the king... No, I already read that. And when the king entered into the house of the Lord, the guard came and fetched him and brought them again unto the guard chamber. There's no way anyone listens to this. I still refuse to believe it. I see the numbers, and I don't believe them. And when he humbled himself, the wrath of the Lord turned from him, that he would not destroy him altogether. And also in Judah, things went well. So King Rehoboam strengthened himself in Jerusalem and reigned. For Rehoboam was 41 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city which the Lord had chosen out of all the tribes of Israel to put his name there. And his mother's name was Naamah an Ammonitess. And he did evil because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord. Now the acts of rebellion, the first and last, are not written in the book of Shemaiah, the prophet, and Iddo, the seer, concerning genealogies, and there was wars between Rehoboam and continuing. And Rehoboam slept with his fathers and was buried in the city of David, and Abijah, his son, reigned in his stead. Yeah, that sounds about right. One more pretty decently short chapter, and then we are out of here. Anything else to say? Nah. Okay, chapter 13. Now in the 18th year of King Jeroboam began Abijah to reign over Judah. He reigned 3 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was also Micaiah, the daughter of Uriel of Gibeah. And there was a war between Abijah and Jeroboam. And Abijah set the battle in array with an army of valiant men of war, even 400,000 chosen men. Jeroboam also set the battle in array against him with 800,000 chosen men, being mighty men of valor. And Abijah stood up upon Mount Zamarim, which is in Mount Ephraim, and he said, "Hear me, thou Jeroboam, and all Israel. Ought ye not to know that the Lord God of Israel gave the kingdom over Israel to David forever, even to him and to his sons by a covenant of salt?" It's a tasty covenant. "Yet Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, the servant of Solomon, the son of David, is risen up and hath rebelled against his Lord. And there are gathered unto him vain men, the children of Belial, and have strengthened themselves against Rehoboam, the son of Solomon, when Rehoboam was young and tender-hearted and could not withstand them. And now to think to withstand the kingdom of the Lord in the hand of the sons of David, and ye be a great multitude, and there are with your golden calves, which Jeroboam made you for gods. Have ye not cast out the priests of the Lord and the sons of Aaron, and the Levites, and have made you priests after the manner of the nations of other lands, so that whosoever cometh to consecrate himself with a young bullock and seven rams, the same may be a priest of them that are no gods. But for us, the Lord is our God, and we have not forsaken him, and the priests which minister unto the Lord are the sons of Aaron, and the Levites wait upon their business. And they burn unto the Lord every morning and every evening burnt sacrifices and sweet incense. The shewbread also set they in order upon the pure table, and the candlestick of gold with the lamps thereof to burn every evening, for we keep the charge of the Lord our God, but ye have forsaken him. And behold, God himself is with us for our captain and his priests, with sounding trumpets to cry alarm against you. O children of Israel, fight ye not against the Lord God of your fathers, for ye shall not prosper. And ye shall not prosper." But Jeroboam caused an ambushment to come about behind them while they were talking, I guess, saying all this boring crap. Keep talking. So they were before Judah, and the ambushment was behind them. And when Judah looked back, behold, the battle was before and behind, and they cried unto the Lord, and the priests sounded with the trumpets. Then the men of Judah gave a shout, and as the men of Judah shouted, it came to pass that God smote Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah. And the children of Israel fled before Judah, and God delivered them into their hand. And Abijah and his people slew them with a great slaughter. Oh, great slaughter, guys. Good slaughter. That's good stuff. Hey, great slaughter. Hey, great. Good job. You too. Everybody out here. Great slaughter. Yeah, good job. There's like the end of the game thing where you're like, good game. It's like, great slaughter. They're like high-fiving each other. So there fell down slain of Israel 500,000 chosen men. That is a pretty great slaughter. 500,000 chosen men. Yeah, chosen for the purpose of being slaughtered. Thus the children of Israel were brought under at that time, and the children of Judah prevailed because they relied on the Lord God of their fathers. And Abijah pursued after Jeroboam and took cities from him, Bethel with towns thereof, and Jeshanah with towns thereof, and Ephraim with towns thereof. Neither did Jeroboam recover strength again in the days of Abijah, and the Lord struck him, and he died. But Abijah waxed mighty, and married 14 wives, and begat 22 sons and 16 daughters. And the rest of the acts of Abijah, and his ways and his sayings, are written in the story of the prophet Iddo. Alright, well, we're done with our reading for today. So, that's always good, you know. I wonder how many books of Chronicles there are. Oh, this goes all the way to 36. God damn it. Then after that's Ezra and Nehemiah. When do we get to anything? When do we get to the New Testament? Oh my God, it's not for a long time. Oh, it is not for a very long time. I shouldn't tell you guys this. Is First Peter the first? No, that can't. No. It's probably Matthew or Mark. One of those. Okay, we're not that far away. Anyway, that's been my boring sode for today. I'm pretty sure there's no possible way anyone's listening to this because I'm just reading the Bible. What a terrible idea. But if you are, please check out the Facebook, like I said. Please check out the Twitter. They're both T and the B. Facebook.com/T and the B. Twitter at T and the B. And check out F This Podcast. And that's all I have to say. Thank you very much for listening. Write an iTunes review if you like it. Don't review these last few episodes because they suck. But review your good sodes. Just pretend I did a good sode. Anyway, all right, see you guys laters.